Bingo.
Oh, you got to kickstart it.
No, it's going.
Kickstart it.
No, you see it. It's getting hot.
No, you got to rev it up.
It's hot already.
It's hot.
Touch it with your tongue.
I'm not going to do that.
Touch it.
That's your phone. I'm not going to touch it with my tongue.
Okay. I wouldn't touch it with my tongue either.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes.
This is officially our, how many podcasts have we done?
417.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I would say about maybe 70, 70-ish.
Yeah, 70, 80. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's growing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. You got a lot of listeners today for some reason.
I think it has something to do with TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, because we're picking up a lot more views on TikTok than we have traditionally.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a correlation.
Well, I think it's all the hashtags that we've been doing.
Yes.
Yeah, because we associate ourselves with foreign crowds that really aren't, we shouldn't be associating with in the first place.
Right, true.
Yeah.
True.
So I think most of those views are people looking at TikTok and seeing our video against their own will.
I imagine that's so.
Because they were searching for something a little bit more domestic.
And it's so quick that they really don't have a chance to get away from it.
Yeah. So we've learned another thing about
marketing.
That's
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do we do that with our podcast?
I don't know. I don't know how to get this podcast out.
I think it's out. It's just people wanting to listen to it.
And so how do we promote
but
ourselves?
How do we dupe people into listening to it?
Like we're doing with our TikTok.
Yes.
Is it a hashtag thing?
I think we promote it in Women's Health magazine.
I think, you know what? That might work.
Yes.
You know what? That's a brilliant point because I think it's about 51% of our listeners are women.
Yes. Cosmopolitan.
Under the age of 17, unfortunately.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's
not good. I don't think that's good.
No.
We talk about some things that under 17 shouldn't be hearing.
No.
But we put explicit on our deal.
Well, we don't.
We don't.
No, it gets tagged.
Well, no, I think there's a thing when we initially set it up.
Oh, yeah. There's some foul language in here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I pride myself.
All from you. I'm clean.
I pride myself as being clean.
Mm.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Vagina. Why don't they refer to it as vagina?
Refer to what as vagina?
Women don't refer to their vaginas as vagina.
What do they call them?
Huh? I've heard a lot of... Tell me some of the different slang terms that you've heard.
Cooch. Coochie.
Cooch.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah. Hoo-ha. Yeah. Clam. Cookie.
Pussy.
Yeah. That's a bad word.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You asked me a question. I'm answering.
I know, but when you talk about the female...
That was a setup.
That was it. When you talk about the female anatomy,
and
rarely do you ever hear a woman refer to it as, hey, you know, I have an issue in this particular region.
Right.
You know, whether, you know, it be a pain or whatever the case may be.
My vaginal region.
My vaginal region, right? Yeah. It's always like the JJ region or the cookie region or whatever. Why
do you always call your penis your penis?
At my age, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's no fun.
What do you call yours?
I can't. This is, people under 17 are listening to this. I can't say so.
So you don't refer to it as what it is?
No.
It's got a nickname.
Dick, usually.
Dick. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think dick is a pretty straightforward term.
It is.
It is.
I call you that a lot.
But that's not often that comes up in regular conversation.
No.
No.
And what's the matter with the word breasts? Other than it's a little hard to say. Breast is easy, but breasts.
Breasts. Oh, multiple.
Breasts.
No, wait. No, wait. Does the word breast refer to one or to two?
One.
You're sure about
one
that?
Absolutely positive.
So if a lady was to say, hey, my breasts are sore.
Uh-huh. Breasts.
She would have to say breasts.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yeah. No, I like breastises.
Breastises.
Yeah.
I think the breastises are sore.
Yeah. I have a pain in my breastises region.
Okay. We're going to switch sides here real quick.
Uh-oh. Again?
Yes. Shoes.
Zapatos.
Zapatos, yes.
Yes.
Are shoes regional?
Absolutely.
Shoe styles?
Yes.
Okay, what's West Coast?
Vans.
Vans,
yeah.
All the way, yeah.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Sperry.
Yep.
Yeah, those are Docksiders, maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay, we go to Texas. What do we wear?
Boots.
Cowboy boots, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you go to Maine. What do you wear?
Sperry.
Sperry.
You're going back to the, I think it's not necessarily a western coast, but I think it's a coastal.
Coastal region.
But Vans, I think, are more west coast.
Very west coast.
Yeah.
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 And then, what would be east coast footwear?
Like
Puma, Adidas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think so. Adidas, Nike.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also dressier things. But I think when they dress like really nicely dressed shoes. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's like, yeah, I guess it is regional. But look at Mexico.
Uh-huh. Very regional. Yeah.
What are those called? Huaraches?
Huaraches.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sandals.
Sandals.
Uh-huh. Those are all over the country, though.
What do they wear in Canada?
What are I think, what do they wear when it's cold? Like booties, booties? Boots,
like Uggs?
Uggs? Yeah, those fur-lined boots or something, like booties.
This is boring the shit out of me. Why are we talking about this?
It's boring the shit out of me. Why'd you bring it up? All right, no, I just had that thought in my head about shoes for some reason.
Wow.
I was talking to Sophia's tennis coach last night. And he's from Nigeria. He's a wonderful tennis player. And he migrated to the United States and landed in Atlanta and became very, adequate with that culture. Very, very talented tennis player, one of the top tennis players in the world.
Wow.
And as a result, a lot of his clothing and stuff is representative of that area.
Okay.
So I was trying to explain to him last night that he should be wearing Vans.
When he plays tennis?
Yes, I do.
But there's no arch support. I don't think they're good for your feet to play tennis in.
That's not important.
It is. It's very important, it's especially at your age.
It's the look.
Look has nothing to do with it anymore.
Yeah.
No, we're old, and pretty soon we're going to have the New Balance, white New Balance with the Velcro strips. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, that Spirit walking store.
Yeah.
Easy Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be us next.
I think that's for women, isn't it?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. Does it matter? I mean, I would wear women's shoes.
They don't carry a men's size 12.
I was talking to German Filipino today, and she was at a place, and there was an older couple, and they both had matching pink shoes on.
Really?
And she goes, you would do that for me. And I said, you're absolutely right, I would.
Why not?
Yeah, I would wear high heels if that's what she wanted
Oh, boy, that paints a pretty picture.
I know.
Wow.
You want to try it later?
Stilettos?
you want me to put those?
I think you should do, like, what was that? Sebastian, I don't remember those shoes. With the red bottoms?
Uh-huh.
I think you should do some of those.
No.
Bottoms.
I've never understood that. How a guy, right, a man, testosterone driven, right, would actually dress up in female clothes.
No, I don't get that at all.
I don't understand where that fetish comes from.
No.
You know? That doesn't make sense to me whatsoever.
No.
You know? Can you imagine if your wife came home and she found all her clothes stretched out?
No.
No. Let's change the subject here real quick.
How about them Yankees?
Yeah. They're tearing it up. It's almost time to pee.
Isn't baseball season over?
When did it start?
Thursday.
What is it about certain men in our age group, or even younger as well, 20s, 30s, 40s, that are so sports driven that they dedicate like days of their week and much of their conversation into discussing and arguing sports? Right?
Because my personal opinion, I'm not a sports guy, but I think it reverts them to their childhood.
Oh, they haven't detached.
Yeah, because why else would you? Because there's so much stress involved, and they yell and they scream, and then the game's over, and their team lost. Then what happens?
Right.
Or their team won. Then what happens?
It's
what happens
all over,
to their
man.
Life at that point?
It's over.
Does it change anything? Does it help anything? But there's billions and billions of dollars being pumped into this industry.
It's all about vanity and monetarism, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and this is where I struggle. Coming from a tennis background, and tennis is a game built on ethics, and it's also a game built on being humble, right?
Right.
Off the court, you are humble and low-key, except for Boris Becker in the closet with the maid, but that's a whole nother story. And you're humble. But modern sports, NFL, MLB, Major League Baseball, and those sports are all about vanity, right? It's about their personality more off the field. Totally.
But yeah. It's entertainment, so rightly so.
Yeah, but what's entertaining about watching somebody who runs with a ball and makes millions of dollars?
People love it. People love it. I don't understand
that. And how they waste their millions.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the fascination of Dennis Rodman, you know?
Well, he's kind of a fascinating guy. He's well, part of it was he got with Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
And that's enough for me.
And then he did Kim Jong.
Kim Jong?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
Jong-un?
Yeah, he did Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
No, he just went to visit him. He didn't do him.
I think they did each other.
You think so?
I'm pretty young. Okay, I have one last topic.
Well, no.
No, yo, listen. This is really important.
Okay.
Okay, you have people like Elon Musk, mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, mm-hmm. Warren Buffett, mm-hmm. and they pop up in the news, and right. they oftentimes say, the world is headed towards, the economy is going to.
Right.
You know, whatever the case is.
Right.
But what makes these people experts in these particular areas?
Well, nothing. Just like celebrities, like singers, who talk about politics.
What the hell?
Like, yeah. Well, I don't give a shit what they think.
No, they're just one person with yes. a perspective.
Uh-huh.
Right? Elon Musk was, I forget what he was talking about. It was something about the Russia-Ukraine war and uh-huh. all this kind of stuff. He's a fucking car manufacturer.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does his opinion matter?
Yeah. But that's what we've become. It's anybody of any status, they know everything about everything, as far as we're concerned.
And
it's just stupid. I remember years ago going to see this comedian, Sinbad.
Oh, yeah.
And paid good money to go see him.
Uh-huh.
And I bet 3/4 of the show, he was talking about George Bush.
Yeah.
Like, what do I care what he thinks about anybody?
Right.
Make me laugh.
But what makes these people so important to us?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That the media just broadcasts these uh-huh. stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we have a guy that, you know, he developed the computer industry with, you know, with MS-DOS and all these other great things, Bill Gates. And now he's one of the leading experts on, you know, pandemics.
Pandemics and the environment. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What the fuck does he know about that stuff?
People, my opinion is he donates enough money to somebody to give him a voice.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I bet it's the same with the rest of them.
Yeah.
They just give so much money that, okay, you can talk about whatever you want.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
And Dr. Fauci got diagnosed with COVID today. Yes,
COVID today.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. And he's had all the vaccines and boosters and all that shit.
Yep. Just like me when I got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I got to pee.
No, wait.
I have to urinate.
So I thought COVID was gone for the most part.
It is. It's not
but
a big deal anymore.
It's resurfacing again.
No.
Yes.
We've lost interest in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We've moved on to the next thing.
But like my former company, they went and had a picnic this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And like all these people came down with COVID.
Yeah, but see, I think they finally came to the realization that not as many people are dying from it as they initially thought. And so, it's a cold is what it is.
Oh, I think they were. I mean, it used to be worse than it is. I think it's morphed into this flu.
That's what it is. Thing, it's just a bad cold now.
Right.
And who gives a shit about that?
I don't give a shit.
No. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to urinate.
Wait. I have one other thing to talk about.
What?
I don't know.
No, bye. Wait, bye. Hello?
Is it gurgling?
It is gurgling, yeah.
Then that means it's on.
Well, what do you think? What makes you an expert?
Because I know title insurance.
That's absolutely right. I know culinary arts.
So that means I know about everything.
Well, no, because you don't know that the gurgling sound. I'm a chef. I know.
I don't think you know.
I'm a chef. That makes me qualified to talk about this.
I don't think
this.
You know shit.
No, as a chef, I am qualified.
You're not qualified.
Probably not, but it feels good to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Just like everybody else that's out there.
As long as you
right
believe it.
Okay, I want to talk about something.
The economy.
And, I was thinking to myself, you know, we've had tremendous inflation this year.
Uh-huh.
Right? gas. You were saying seven something in Coronado.
789.
789 in Coronado. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know in my particular industry, inflation has hit us huge.
Right.
Just on the cost of protein, sure, groceries, and yeah, everything else. It's just awful. Through the roof. Uh-huh. So what that means is if somebody gets a $3,000 or $4,000 paycheck,
uh-huh,
you know, that paycheck compared to last year's paycheck is worth significantly less.
Right. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you were taking home $3,000 a paycheck last year at this time, mm-hmm, that $3,000 paycheck is only about $2,200 now.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
Well, but it's not a shocker. To me, it's not a shock. I'm surprised that anybody is, like, upset, like, oh, my God, what happened?
No, about we all this? Knew. We all knew.
Well,
we
yeah, got... you got these fucking... those stimulus checks yeah. were the dumbest thing in history.
It's fucking kicked our ass.
Yes, it created a false economy.
Uh-huh.
We gave money away that we didn't have
right.
to those who didn't have any. And often, what do people do with money that when they don't have any?
Spend like fucking crazy.
Spend like on something stupid.
Yep.
And so we had all this hope, but it created this false.
Which creates GMP. Demand.
Yes.
Which creates price increases.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And it's this. I'm sorry, I know we don't like to talk about politics.
Uh-huh.
But this administration is a fucking joke. And it's, I didn't like Trump either.
No.
For lots of things.
I don't know.
But everybody had a fucking dollar in their pocket.
And we were all employed.
Yes.
Now, yeah. Going back to Trump. Uh-huh. I wasn't a Trumper. And yeah, I know you're not a Trumper. No. We're not walking around with red hats on no. or anything like that. But if he wouldn't have talked for his entire 4 years,
right.
I think he would have been a pretty good president overall.
Yeah, I think so too.
And he would have gotten reelected.
Uh-huh.
And oddly enough, during the election, he predicted that if Joe Biden became president, mm-hmm, gas would go between $5 and $7 per gallon.
Right.
He said that the energy industry in the United States would get wiped out,
mm-hmm,
which it is. Look yes. at the pipeline.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then the economy... He said he wasn't sure whether he could refer to it as a depression or a recession, but something would happen if Joe
right.
Biden got in office.
Right. Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. And what is Biden blaming it on? The war.
Well, of course, we're pumping. And like Trump was saying, Trump spelled it out clearly. Mm-hmm. He said Joe Biden will spend billions of dollars protecting other countries' borders.
Right.
And that's exactly what he's doing
uh-huh.
right now.
Yeah.
And he's not worried about our border. He's
no.
worried about other countries'
yeah,
borders.
Yeah, but he's opened ours wide open.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which doesn't help the economy, man.
No.
Yeah.
And you look at all these things that keep happening. You look at the raising interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, if you wanted to buy a house before, because the prices of homes have skyrocketed.
Yeah.
But now, those homes have skyrocketed. Before, when you had like 2.5% to 3% interest rate,
uh-huh,
you could afford those payments.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. That's done.
No.
Yo, I saw some thing where it showed a $1,800 mortgage payment a month would now be $2,700.
And that's a lot of money, man.
That's a whole lot of money to yeah. just, oh, okay. Oh, I can't afford that. Well, I can do this now. Yeah. No.
And so now the bottom of that industry is going to take a hit too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's only yeah. going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, and I don't know where we're going.
Yeah.
Because this is, there's no end in sight.
But we, and the thing that scares me the most,
mm-hmm,
is that with this inflation that's taking place and our paychecks becoming less and less and less,
uh-huh,
you know, I consider myself middle class, you know, maybe a little
right.
bit upper middle class.
Right.
But now my money is worth a lot less.
Right.
Nobody's talking about that. You know?
And you have, and if you have a 401k,
that's worth less.
Savings, that's everything's worth less.
Yeah.
Everything that we have is worth less, and everything that we need to get is more.
You know who we should have elected?
Who?
Hugo Chavez from Venezuela.
No, we should not have.
It wouldn't be this bad.
Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, it wouldn't be this bad.
It wouldn't be this bad if we elected Bozo the Clown.
Or if we would have left Trump in the office, we'd be looking at a different scenario right now.
Yeah, but he got out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we need a moderate Republican or Democrat, but a moderate.
You know what we need in this country?
What?
It's a centric party.
Uh-huh, agree.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people like us that, because I think we share very similar political beliefs, that we're non-judgmental. We don't, we're not concerned about everybody else, but we also believe in working, paying our taxes, and contributing to society. Yeah. What?
Sleepless in the White House.
We're
running for co-president.
We should. No, I want to be president.
No, I want to be president.
Well, let's both be presidents.
Okay.
Yeah, co-presidents.
Oh, what a great idea you had.
Let's put ourselves on the ballot.
I think we should.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
Sleepless, and we'll do a podcast from the White House.
Oh, yeah.
How bitchin' would that be?
I bet
we'd have Topo Chico and Perrier for days.
Yes. Instead of State of the Nation, or is that what they call it when they address the nation?
State of the Union.
State of the Union, yeah. We'd have a State of the Podcast.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe we get a sponsor.
I did not just burp.
You always did. I don't even notice it now.
Filipino warned me against burping any longer in podcasts.
Really?
Yes. She said perhaps I would be restricted from further activities.
She is correct.
No. It's a natural. I can't help it sometimes.
There's nothing natural about that.
It just happens.
Have you ever heard me belch on a podcast? Ever?
Yes.
No, you have not.
Yes.
I've never done it.
Okay, going back to this White House thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how do we get ourselves on the ticket?
I don't know.
Well, it can't be that hard. Well, Joe Biden got elected.
Yeah, true. Well, that's not just getting on the ticket, though.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the debates.
Oh, man! That would be a riot.
Yeah.
So if we would co-debate, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, and then, you know, if we got like a Hillary Clinton up there or somebody like that, we would have a heyday.
Oh, we would. We'd say, oh, you stupid bitch.
I've always had a question.
What?
Okay, so like if we were to run for office, and I know that in our youth, we committed our sins, right? And we did probably just...
It'd all come out.
Yeah, it would all come to the surface, And our response would be...
So?
And you?
Right.
Yeah. What did you do?
Right.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It doesn't. And our society, when we commit an infraction in our youth, people will judge us into our older age.
Yes.
The stuff that I did in my 20s and 30s when I was carousing, bad.
Right.
Right?
Right. Me too.
But I made my amends. I cleaned up my life and I moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do we want a president who hasn't done anything?
No, I think some people like
us. You learn from those things.
I think people like us that have fucking hit their thumb with a hammer several times would be a lot better running this country than somebody like Joe Biden, who's probably never picked up a hammer.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, you know he's got, his closet's filled with hammers.
Oh, yeah.
You know that motherfucker.
And leather.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You think he's like Roger Stone?
I don't know. I think that could be.
Yeah. Because Roger Stone was a bit of a character.
Right.
Yeah. He liked a lot of upside down pineapples, if you know what I mean.
No doubt.
No.
I think we need to explore this.
I think we could really be onto something. If nothing else, our podcast will get better ratings.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah. All we have to do is go in there and talk about how we would destroy other countries. Lower prices. It's not like we have to actually do anything once we get elected, right?
No, you have people.
You have people that take care of that stuff.
Yeah. But we can go on a lot of trips.
Yes.
A lot of vacations.
Yes.
We can play golf a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Watch the news.
Watch the news. Ooh, I don't think we want to. Because it's going to be about us, and I don't know.
You know what we would stock in the freezer?
What?
Milk, cereal milk.
Yes.
Yes.
Ice cream. Yeah.
Yes. From the milk bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we would just have to go like this, and somebody would bring it to us. Yeah.
Yeah. What would our servants look like? We'd get a bunch of hotties, man.
No.
What?
First, you can't call them servants.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
That's inappropriate. Helpers.
Administrators?
The helpers.
Okay, helpers.
Yeah, helpers. Okay. And, I think we want to fill it full of homeless people. Quite honestly,
that'd be kind of cool, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
yep. Who need a little help?
You know what? We'd be the first presidents ever to do that.
Yeah,
yeah. Who would we have for a vice president? I want German Filipino.
Let's be co-presidents and co-vice presidents.
No. I think
I want to do. I want to do it all. I
want to
be a senator. I want to be a congressman. Everything. Speaker of the House, that's me.
No, we got to get elected, then we'll change the laws to fit our needs.
Okay.
But I think Maru and German Filipino.
I want to be a Supreme Court judge, too.
That would be badass.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then we could have a live podcast from
the... Can you imagine going through the hearings to get, you know, going through the hearings to see if you get approved or not?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bang that girl in high school?
Yeah. I did not have sex with that woman.
No. That was not my pubic hair on the Coca-Cola can.
That's right.
Clarence Thomas.
Yes, I don't smoke cigars.
I do not wear a blue dress.
That's right.
Yes, we would nail it.
Yeah. So, blue dress with white speckled.
Yes.
Yes.
With Monica Lewinsky, I think, who has a new movie out, by the way.
Does she?
Yeah, I think she's capitalizing on this whole thing. Finally.
Well, she should. Why not?
Yeah.
That's another thing. She was a kid.
Yeah.
At the time.
And we still hold that against her.
Yeah, I don't fault her for it. I didn't then.
No.
I faulted him.
I probably would have done the same thing if I was her in the office.
But he was kind of that's kind of a dumb move on his
part. That was not smart on his part, man. There are certain things that you don't do.
Right.
Don't buy your steak where you eat your potatoes.
So we're going to have a big off podcast talk about this.
No.
Yes.
I'm not changing who I am.
Well, then we can't be co-presidents.
Why?
Because you're Warren.
And that's who
I am.
You
do Warren things.
And that's who I am.
But that can't happen while we're in the White House.
No. It can't happen in front of the public when we're in the White House.
No, it can't happen when we're in the White House.
No, German Filipino will make sure none of those things happen.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
you should talk to her, not to me.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Because it doesn't go very far with me. One ear out the other. Yeah, I think we seriously need to pursue this. Why don't we shoot for local office?
No, I want to be co-president. Why? You always shoot low.
Well, no.
Reach for the stars, Warren.
Okay, what about becoming governor of our state?
No, there's two women running for that. We'll never win.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, no, let's be presidents.
Huh? No.
And we're walking in, vaping.
And can you imagine us going through the swearing-in ceremony?
We got our vans on, we got shorts on. Like, hey, what's up?
It would change the whole outlook of America.
Yes, it would.
I think we should do it.
I'm sure every other country would totally respect us.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Once they got to know us.
Yeah.
They'd be down with us.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be shooting hoops with Kim Jong.
No.
Why not?
Because he's not our friend.
He's not a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
He's a dictator. You're judging him.
You're a dick. Tater.
All right, this podcast, we got to bring it to an end. Otherwise, our sponsors aren't going to sponsor us anymore.
Yeah, true. Well,
that already happened.
We'll have new ones because we'll be presidents.
We'll get all the sponsors we want.
There's never been a president plural.
Vote for Sleepless in Seattle for president.
Let's not run for co-presidents. Let's run as a them.
The pronoun. Yes, we're going for the pronoun.
We'll be a president.
Yes.
Together.
Yes, and they cannot refer to us as
the
him.
The president. Yeah. They.
They. Yes, right. We have to talk to they.
That's right. We have all of the binary votes. Non-binary votes.
I'd love it.
That's it. We're there.
All right, big hands.
I
want to
keep talking
Cialis.
About this.
This is our next podcast.
Warren, I'm excited.
I know. Big hands.
Let's keep talking. Don't shut the door. Don't do it.